Hello, I'm Dr. Archibald Hart. Welcome to this video on overcoming anxiety. Perhaps you suffer from severe anxiety yourself, or perhaps you know of someone dear to you who suffers from anxiety. I trust that this tape will be helpful to you to have a better understanding of what anxiety is about and how you can overcome it. But let's begin by asking ourselves, what did Jesus have to say about anxiety? This is a very important question because many Christians who suffer from anxiety are concerned about some of the scriptural references that bother them. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, John chapter 6, verse 25, says these words, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear." And then all the way down to verse 33, he again says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself." And I love this expression. He says, each day has enough trouble of its own. But Jesus wasn't the only one who talked to us about anxiety. The Apostle Paul also, in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, gives some very, very clear advice about those who suffer from anxiety. "Do not be anxious about anything," he writes, "but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord." Here we have two very, very important references to anxiety in Scripture. And if you are a Christian believer, they are going to give you a lot of problems. So let me ask you this question. Why do Christians suffer or struggle with anxiety? Well, the answer is a very simple one. They suffer from anxiety just like everybody else because they are a human. And all people, all humans, experience anxiety. But they suffer to a greater extent because somehow deep within themselves, they believe that they should not be experiencing any anxiety. In other words, they have the belief that all anxiety is sinful. And so they suffer because they misunderstand what Jesus said, what the apostle said, and also what we understand about anxiety. It just so happens that Satan's greatest weapon for us as Christians is ignorance. And the more ignorant we are about such very basic things as anxiety, the more likely we are going to suffer from it. Now, one of the most important points you can grasp if you are a sufferer from anxiety is that although we have in the English language only one word for anxiety, in fact, there are many, many different types of anxiety. And Scripture, when it talks about anxiety, is only talking about one of those types. So we need to get a clear understanding about that one form of anxiety that Scripture talks about. And I'm going to give you some very practical advice and ways in which you can, in fact, reduce it or overcome it. But there are other forms of anxiety that we need to understand as well. I would like to give you an overview of these other forms and give you some indication of what it is you can do to help you overcome those. Now, the problem of anxiety is a common experience. Everyone, everywhere, from the dawn of human life, suffered from anxiety. And that's the reason is that it is built into us. It is an important warning system. It serves very much like the pain we feel if we tramp on a nail or if we bump ourselves. It's a warning system, a warning signal telling us there's danger here. And bottom line is that anxiety is a warning system that God has built into us, and our responsibility is to listen.